Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I always think of G.K. Chesterton's line of, it's not that Christianity has been tried and was found wanting. It has been found difficult and therefore never tried. Now, that again is a bit of a generalization, but the idea that the whole of Christian tradition can be summed up by one's bad experience in one church, that's a really intellectually dishonest move, which nevertheless is very convenient and appealing insofar as we're trying to identify ourselves and live healthily in the world. I think it was Phyllis Tickle who on this line, I'm spiritual but not religious, once said, that's a little like saying I'm human, but I'm not flesh and blood. Mm. We all have a context. We all have scripts that we are obedient to. And to know that we need to change the script or flip the script or find a healthier script doesn't mean that we've gotten clear of scripts or stories or blueprints.
Mm. So, David, we've got about 2.5 minutes left. Talk about this word religion. And even why you were inspired to tackle it. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious based on some of the untangling we've done even thus far. But why this is important, not just for you, but for each of us to look at our script, to look at some of our core beliefs, because we have our own blind spots. We make our judgments about everybody else, but we have our own blind spots that inform our decisions, whether we realize it or not. So speak to that.
Yes, indeed. I think just the way, and part of what you read at the beginning of the show, whether it's the headlines or somebody's Facebook page, when we think that we have gotten to the bottom of someone else with an adjective like religious, liberal, conservative, fundamentalist, whatever it might be, we are taking a mental shortcut. We've done the most unimaginative thing we can do to a person when we think we've got them down with a label. I do note early on that I'm not inviting people to start proudly identifying as religious in their conversations, but I am saying that if you want religion to be a concept that you put on others but never to yourself, that's an alarmingly uncool and even degrading move. On my definition, it's just straightforward. Your religion is your controlling story, and there are as many as there are people. And the question of religion, I like to say, is the question of what we do with our energies. Your religion is your witness, is the shape your loves and your hates take in your daily life. I think the avoidance of religion as a concept that applies to us as much as it does to everybody else, it seems to me is an avoidance of relationship and an avoidance of our own situatedness, and an avoidance of realizing that our worship isn't just what happens in the context of a church service. A worship is my worship. You will know my worship by my online footprint, by my receipts, by the way I speak of other people. There is no on and off switch to my worship. Is also part of the challenge of the book.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.